Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm honored to be with Amanda Sauter and Zane Holler representing Big Brothers Big Sisters. Welcome, guys.
Hey,
welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is such an awesome organization. We could go on and on and talk about the organization, but I'd like to hear your stories. Who would like to start? Mandy, you want to tell us your
story? Sure, absolutely. So I decided to get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters because I was that kid growing up that could have benefited from having a big sister. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a great home life, very low income. There's a lot of abuse and neglect. And I just, when I became an adult, I decided I want to advocate for and make sure that no other kid ever feels alone or feels like aww, they're not being listened to. The matching of me and Alexia was quite possibly the most God thing ever, because they really, on the Big Brothers Big Sisters side, do such a great strategic plan of how to match people. Mm-hmm. Because she really is a mini me as far as what we like. We're both very into music and theater and dancing and laughing at stupid stuff. So so that's kind of been my journey with it, of why I got into it, and then just a little bit about her and our relationship there.
Yeah. Now, you started out, I think you started out as a lunch buddy.
I did. So Alexia and I started out as a lunch buddy, and what that means is once a week you go to a local elementary school, you spend the lunch hour with your little. You can either go out to recess together, or sometimes the school will let you have just like an empty conference room if you want to do some arts and crafts and that kind of a thing. Nice. And we did a lot of that because she would prefer to do arts and crafts than go play on the jungle gym. Mm-hmm. So I would meet her at her school once a week. And then we just within the last year transitioned over to community-based. Mm-hmm. Which is what people think of when they hear Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's the one that their mind automatically goes to, which mm-hmm. is, let me take my little and go bowling or go to the mm-hmm. movies or something like that. You have that flexibility when you're community-based. When you're school-based, the school is the only location you can meet up with them at.
Sure.
So it just depends on what you as an adult schedule will allow for. Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been a big sister?
Oh, my goodness. 2 years?
2 years? Great. And Zane, now you've been, how long have you been a big brother?
So I am coming up on very close to 8 years now.
8 years, yeah.
It's flown by.
Yeah. And you were recently named the 2022 Big of the Year for the whole state of Indiana, wasn't it?
For the state of Indiana.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, tremendous honor for me, especially since, being a part of the organization, seeing other tremendous bigs like Amanda and just so many other people in this community. There are a countless number of people that are just as deserving as I am. So, it's very humbling.
Yeah. Well, tell us your story, how you got involved and how many, maybe littles you've had over the years. Did you start as a lunch buddy too? Or
for me, it was kind of, I was at a point in my life where, just bought a house, working full time at Zimmer, a lot more stability. And it just, had a feeling like, okay, like I think I want to start giving back to the community. Yeah. So there was a volunteer Kosciuszko County website that I looked through, and there were probably, 50, 60 charities on there. And Big Brothers Big Sisters was just the one that stood, head and shoulders above the rest. Mm-hmm. Cause I think I experienced a lot of the same things that Amanda had growing up, a single mom, low income. Myself also could have, benefited
from
having that mentor. I probably wasn't as like aware of it at the time, mm-hmm. but, once I started the program and went through the interview process and mm-hmm. like some of the questions they asked, I'm like, my experience can be really helpful for somebody. And, awesome. I've been matched with, my original little Chris for, like I said, almost 8 years.
Oh, that's great.
And luckily,
how old was he when you started?
Oh gosh. Yeah. So fifth grade, so he probably would have been 11.
Okay.
So yeah, he's 19 now, graduated, working. It's been incredible to see him grow up, turn into a outstanding young adult. Mm-hmm. He's just so kind, compassionate, caring. He's an inspiration for me. Mm-hmm. And it's cool and exciting for me. So I just recently started the process again. So the first time I went through Lunch Buddies. Uh-huh. And then once he graduated from sixth grade, we went community-based, and it was just seamless because, you know, we already knew each other, you know, mm-hmm. loved having fun with each other.
Yeah.
So just super, super easy transition. And anyone that has the availability for lunch, I definitely recommend starting that way because mm-hmm. I think the time commitment's easier if you're able to get out on your lunch hour. Mm-hmm. And you really, you know, start building that connection in kind of like, you know, just a super easy, casual atmosphere. So then I just started with my second little. We got a kindergartner named Rowan. Uh-huh. And yeah, he is just a sweet, funny, charismatic kid. So excited to, you know, kind of do the same thing over and at a much younger age too.
Right.
So it's, yeah, it's just interesting seeing how like different they are, but you know, at the end of the day, really giving back and, you know, impacting a child's life mm-hmm. that can use it.
You mentioned time commitments, like as a lunch buddy, as a community big, what type of time commitment are people looking at in case they want, if they want to get involved?
Sure. So for the lunch buddy, the ask is that you do once a week, that you come in for an hour once a week and meet at the school. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that, that's really only 4 hours a month.
Right.
For community based, it's actually less than that. I think they say as long as you can get together once a month for a few hours. If you are somebody who does not have a ton of time on your hands but can devote just one evening, one Saturday, one Sunday, whatever you can do, whatever you can line up with your little and their family to coordinate that and just go see a movie together
sure.
once a month. And there's your time commitment. And
sure.
But it's still, even though that sounds like such a little amount of time to be around with that kid, it is so impactful.
Yeah, I bet.
I can't say enough how much it has made such a difference on Alexia and that she shared with me, but also on me, just being around her and mm-hmm. just seeing her grow up. I mean, we've been together for 2 years, but it's 2 years of kind of that mid upper elementary age where they're going through so many changes.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And I've seen her through so many
Wait
crushes.
Till she's 18.
I was going to say so many crushes, so many boyfriends at school. So, being able to be a part of that is really fun.
Yeah. Awesome. The organization does a wonderful job of going out and, you know, pairing you. Okay, what's the closest elementary school with mm-hmm. you? Because there's need at every elementary school. You know, there are kids that need these mentors. So, you know, whatever makes it easiest on you, they're able to accommodate. And then for just community-based, like, it's so easy just, you know, especially if you have kids already, you don't have to go out and, you know, necessarily, like, come up with something new to do,
right?
You know, build it into, you know, the things that you're already doing. So, you know, if you're taking your kids to sports, you know, take them with you, hang out with them, mm-hmm. go out to dinner. Like Amanda said, it's just that steady person that's always there, you know, the constant in their life. You know, there's a lot of kids that go through the program and, you know, might bounce back and forth between, you know, different households. Mm-hmm. And just having somebody that's there no matter what, it's,
right.
You can't put it into words.
Right.
Right.
Well, and I didn't realize, I knew some of the not great things kind of happening in Alexia's life, but then even just something like recently I was looking at realtor.com. I like to just look at houses mm-hmm. online for fun. One day I was looking at it and one of the homes that came across in the foreclosure section was my little's house.
Aww.
And so that killed me.
Aww.
I knew that, you know, we had been spending some time together. I knew there were some issues there. Mm-hmm. But to know that she's going through this at home, her house is disrupted right now. She's living out of town for a while they work on mm-hmm. some housing arrangements back locally again. But being able to be a mentor to her during this time that she is in a disrupted situation yeah. as far as housing is concerned is huge. So you don't know always what all these littles are going through at home because they're not going to share everything.
Right.
They share some.
I'm sure the longer you're with that person, the more they open up because I'm sure they're a little bit guarded at first. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And a common theme I've heard from talking to bigs is, yes, the little has a huge benefit for the littles, but I've heard so many times that the bigs get so much out of it.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
That's all in thinking about, you know, kind of like things that like, okay, you know, what would I want to talk for this? And that was the biggest thing is I think everybody understands and knows. Just think back to like when you were a child and, you know, a lot of people are lucky to have, you know, good home life, good parents. Mm-hmm. But even outside of that, everybody's got, you know, those people who are mentors in their mm-hmm. lives that changed, you know, the direction that you were going. I know mm-hmm. I had several. Mm-hmm. The thing that I think we can probably do a better job of communicating is, you know, how much personal growth you can get out of it. And I know for me, it's just, you know, there hasn't been, you know, too many things, you know, in adulthood that you're so passionate about, but mm-hmm. being a part of Big Brothers Big Sisters, I know for, you know, myself and everybody else in the Ambassadors Committee, it's we take it so seriously because, you know, we know what it does and we know how it's impacted our lives. Mm-hmm. So just thinking back to like the, you know, the first time you met mm-hmm. and like that feeling that you get walking out of there, like, oh, I swear I had to be glowing or something. Like that's not something that I have ever felt before. And it's so warm and, you know, it gives you a different sense of perspective, and understanding in life and, compassion for others, you know, just, and it never stops. You know, you're not only doing it for someone else, you're doing it for yourself as well.
Sure.
So my goal is to continue with Alexia for as long as we're both living, mm-hmm. because I have That's a awesome. Friend whose mom is in her 60s. She still has a relationship with the little girl that, Aww. Well, she was little at the time. Now she's in
right.
her 40s.
Right.
And they still communicate with each other and Aww. They still have that relationship. And they're both grown adults now, but it's just really beautiful that Aww, they've been that's able awesome. To keep that relationship going.
Yeah.
And it's not forced either. Like, you know, once you're out of the program, they'll have, you know, kind of like the closure meeting. Just make sure, you know, the little understands like, okay, you know, that we've run mm-hmm. our course. But I hear it from almost everyone. Like it really ends up being a lifelong connection just because you get so close to them.
Absolutely.
And I don't want that to sound like an intimidating thing because it's not. It's, you know, it's beautiful. You know,
well, sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. you're expanding, you know, the amount of, you know, people you have and love in your life. Like,
sure.
Who doesn't want that?
Well, and you know, just to go back to the reality too, sometimes there are bigs and littles that don't quite work out or aren't matched exactly right on the first chance. It doesn't happen often. It's very mm-hmm. rare.
Sure.
But we do want to mention that sometimes that will happen, and they are amazing at getting you rematched, mm-hmm. getting that little put with somebody else and getting you with another mm-hmm. little. So
well, sure.
So I just want to share that too as mm-hmm. like a disclaimer that if that were to happen, if you get involved in the program and you feel like, man, this really isn't, you know, necessarily working out, we're not getting through to each other, mm-hmm. There's all kinds of resources there.
Sure. I know they do a great job at pre-screening everybody.
Yep. Yes.
So if someone listening would like to pursue this, what is the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So you just go to BBBSNEI, which is Big Brothers Big Sisters Northeastern Indiana .org, and become a big. There's a radio button for that right there on the home screen.
Well, just go to the website. And it's right there. The application process is super easy. Definitely less than 10 minutes, probably less than 5 minutes mm-hmm. to fill out. You'll enter your information, and then you'll receive a phone call pretty soon afterwards. And just going through the interview process, it was a really cool experience for me. I think Amanda would probably echo it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of felt funny. Like I didn't know what to expect going into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you go in like, okay, we're going to do an interview. And it's like, you know, you're getting asked questions like, okay, wow. But you understand that, like, okay, I see
yes.
why they're doing it.
Yes.
And then you provide some, references as well, and like I think this was the only time where I actually had somebody from an interview like go back and call the references. So very impressed like that because
sure.
it just shows you how, you know, seriously they take the safety of all the children.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. You have
yes.
to, yes. So how long would you say the process is? Okay, I sign up online till I get a little.
I'd say probably about four to six weeks.
Well, good.
Would be mm-hmm. typical. And they do a good job if you know there's extenuating circumstances where they're looking for like a very specific kind of match or something, and you know they'll keep base with you and let you know what's going on.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you in the future and see how things are going. Yes, if you can't remember that website for Big Brothers Big Sisters, contact us here at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce and we will hook you up. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for making such a difference.
Hey, thank you, and I hope some of you out there sign up.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.